Hello and welcome to Ditching Hourly. I'm Jonathan Stark. Who in their right mind would pay 10 bucks for a dollar? Me. So here's the story. On Saturday mornings, I take my kids to soccer class at this big indoor athletic center. The classes are not at the same time, so I have to entertain one of my kids while the other one's running around doing their soccering thing. So my 3-year-old daughter's preferred method of being entertained while my 7-year-old is playing soccer is to play the claw game in the lobby of the soccer complex. So I don't know if you've ever seen one of these things, but it's like a giant fishbowl full of cheap toys that has like this crane robot arm attached to a joystick that, you know, the kid can control. So once she's got the grabber over the desired toy, she presses the big red button, the claw comes down, it closes, and like 99% of the time, it almost grabs the toy. This, of course, makes her squeal with delight and disappointment every time, and she loves it. It was obviously created by some demented genius, but she does love it. So here's the thing. The claw machine only accepts $1 bills, and in my rush to get the kids out of the house last week, I failed to bring any $1 bills, but I did have a $10 bill. I didn't realize this mistake until I was standing in front of the game with my daughter, who was looking up at me begging me for ticket, which is what she calls paper money. So there I was with a useless $10 bill, and I'm like desperately looking around for anybody who might have change, but nobody did. You know, my daughter, I can see the look of disappointment spreading across her face. And at that moment, I thought, I would happily trade this $10 bill for a single dollar bill right now. So the moral of the story is that money, even though it seems absolute and objective and mathematical, is actually a very subjective thing. What a $10 bill is worth to any given person changes based on the circumstances. If a client agrees to pay you $10,000 for a WordPress site, it's because they believe they'll be happier with the site or the outcome of what they think the site is going to deliver for their business than they would be with the $10,000. If you agree to build a WordPress site for $10,000, it's because you believe you'll be happier with the $10,000 and what it can do for you than with the resources that it will take you to build the site. This doesn't mean that WordPress sites are worth $10,000 forever and always for everyone in the abstract. What it does mean is that in a particular set of circumstances, $10,000 for a WordPress site seems like a good deal to you and to your client. That's it for today. I'm Jonathan Stark, and this is Ditching Hourly. Bye. Hey folks, just want to let you know that I recently upgraded my mentoring program to include 6 months of unlimited 24/7 access to my private Slack community. So in addition to unlimited email and phone calls, you can now ping me in Slack at your leisure. You can find out more at expensiveproblem.com/mentoring. Hope to see you there.